Testing 1, 2, 3, testing. Yeah.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will, be entertained.
Yes. Hello. Yes. Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show on LA Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Yes.
On today's topics, chameleon does it again.
I'm just not myself right now. I need a Snicker bar.
That's right. You're not yourself when you're hungry, actually.
Super hungry. I missed dinner.
There was no dinner.
I have dinner at 3 o'clock every day, and I missed it.
Wow. Well, today is National Black Cat Day.
Someone, wait a minute. Stop. Stop the show.
What?
There is lipstick all over my microphone. What is going on?
Oh, man. You know what? There needs to be microphone etiquette class.
It needs to be something like that, huh?
A microphone etiquette class for the next person that has to sit
right
in that particular seat.
It's all
and
good.
Put on the same headphones.
I just noticed that. I was going to get close. I was like, whoa.
And speak into the same mic.
Yeah. Well.
Was that you?
That was me. Sorry
that
about that.
I told
you. I missed dinner. I'm telling you. You're going to hear a lot of different weird sounds coming out of me today.
Well, once again,
I
got to
grab a drink real
black,
quick.
No. Happy. No, that's not right. Happy National Black Cat Day.
Okay, that's what you're trying to say. Okay, happy National Cat Black Day.
You got me
black
twisted.
Cat Day.
You got me twisted, as they say. Well, geez, the sky's gray. That is a bit shocking because wasn't it like 90 degrees yesterday?
And it just keeps going back and forth. It's super hot, then it's like cold and chilly and snowy. I'm not going to be surprised if it snows right now and then it's super hot the next day. What is going on?
What is going on with this change of weather? It's not just climate change, it's everything. It's everything that affects, you know, it's an ecosystem when we're all interconnected. But on today's topics, we're going to go ahead and discuss certain things from years ago that made pop culture news, like bizarre, while artists perform, like Fergie accidentally urinating on herself while on stage.
What?
Yeah,
what
apparently
happened?
There is this
Fergie
thing.
Urinated on
it's
herself.
It's circulating on my news feed where several years ago this happened, but
when you gotta
more.
Go, you gotta go.
Well, there's more. I mean, I don't know. I think, you know, the adrenaline of that. She's being really hot on stage. And she probably, I honestly don't even think she noticed that she accidentally peed her pants.
You know, if you got to go and you don't have time, you're like, oh, excuse me, I got to stop the show so I can go use the restroom. It's not like that. I mean, you go, you just go. Sometimes, like you said, she probably didn't even notice.
Yeah, I don't think she did. But we're also going to go ahead and discuss today's holiday.
Today is a holiday.
Today is a holiday.
Oh.
Black National.
Oh, that's right. Today's.
It's a celebration of black cats. You know, it's a few days from Halloween. Black cats have a really bad reputation. And it all comes back to ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
because they're black.
It is because they're black.
Why?
You know what? It has to stop.
This does need to stop. This racism needs to stop.
It is rooted in racism. I truly believe that. I mean, people were considered not even humans a few hundred years ago because of the dark color of their skin. And now black cats are, something to be despised. And some are subjected to ritualistic sacrifices. Jeez. And it's all ignorant.
Yeah.
I mean, would you sacrifice a black individual just because, you know, he's black? I mean, it's absurd.
Absolutely not. I mean, come on.
But it happened, right? Years ago, slavery, like I was mentioning. And so it's all subjective. You know, it kind of all goes hand in hand. And I'm so glad that there is a day to celebrate black cats and everything that they should be celebrated for. I'm going to go ahead and briefly discuss. I had a cat for 14 years. She was a black cat. Her name was Archie.
Archie the black cat.
Archie the black cat. Sadly, she passed away on September 5th. It was a loss that I had to deal with. And when I remember I got her when I was about 16 and a half. So, you know, 14 years is a very, very long time.
It's a long time.
Yeah, we kind of practically grew up together. And it's, you know, by the way, it was an oral tumor. You know, it's cancer affects animals as well.
Yeah.
And it was difficult, yes. But thankfully, you know, obviously a lot of praying and all that, I found this incredible book titled Cold Noses at the Pearly Gates. It's Aww. Written by Gary Kurz. And I was discussing this book with a friend of mine, you know, Jennifer Kramer, who's been here as a guest several times. In fact,
good friend of ours.
Around this time last year, we did a Halloween special and she was here and you know, we had fun with all of that. And so she told me that she couldn't believe it when I mentioned it, because when she lost her beloved dog to cancer, of course, you know, it's so many, everyone's getting, you know, sick, and disease seems to be, you know, cancer.
Excuse me.
I think you're coming down with something.
I don't know.
it's affecting so many people, human and animals alike. And she told me that her vet actually had given her this book to help her cope with her loss. And her vet told her to just pass it on when she was done with it. Had I known, I wouldn't have bought this.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I got it. I got a really good deal on Barnes & Noble's. It's fine. But you know what? If
it was raining cats and dogs at the Barnes & Noble's, right? No, I'm just kidding.
But it's a wonderful book. A book of hope for those who have lost a pet. And, you know, traditional religion tells us that animals aren't very spiritual, right? That they don't have an eternal spirit, that they don't have a spirit, that they are just pretty much flesh and bone, carnal. Only humans have a soul, a spirit, and that can transcend from this realm to the next.
Yeah, but that is false.
First of all, the name animal comes from the root Latin word anima, which means spirit, and al means pertaining to.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. They are a spiritual, they are a spiritual beings. They pertain to the spirit.
Yeah.
They pertain to. So anyhow, I know that Sheena Metal, a few weeks ago, she was doing a show where someone called in. They had lost a pet, and she assured them that they stay with you. They're always around, and they truly do. They truly do. A few weeks ago, this was about almost a month after she passed. I was going through kind of a stressful period. I was on set, and you know, set life can be a little crazy sometimes. And I had this dream of her, and I felt something. I was beginning to wake up, and I felt this feather-like thing, like a feather, so soft, just caress me from the neck and my arms and kind of my stomach and then back around to my head. And the only time that I've ever felt that was when she would come lay with me at night. She would sleep with me. And that was the only time that I felt that. And I woke up in a panic. I'm thinking, you know, was it some insect? Is it something crawling on me, a spider?
Mm-hmm.
But as I laid there, I realized it was her paying me a visit, and it couldn't have come at a better time because I was going through something stressful. So it was really, really a nice thing that,
that's awesome.
You know, it didn't happen. I didn't experience something like that right after she passed away. But the fact that I had that experience when I kind of, in a way, needed it the most, because animals are there for you. You know, that's the bond that you have. They're there for you. They know when you're sad. They know it. They know when you're not okay.
Yeah, they do.
And there she was when I wasn't, you know, too well. I was okay, and everything's fine, but it was that moment, and it's perfect timing, and God is time, and
that's right.
Just the way, it's the synchronicity of it all, and it's just cold noses at the pearly gates. One more time. Gary Kurz, you have to read it.
K-U-R-Z.
K-U-R-Z. It's incredible. He did his own research after his beloved pet passed away, his dog, and he was just devastated. He was so devastated. Again, he went from priest, scholar, pastor, from religion to religion, trying to find an answer. And then he decided to, it just kind of all ties together. He realized that, first of all, there is no doggy heaven. There is no kitty heaven, just like there is no people heaven. There is heaven.
Just a heaven.
A heaven.
Right.
And we all come from the same source, and we all go back to the same source.
That's right.
And that's one of the things that really stood out, because, you know, sometimes, especially he makes the point in the book, when a child loses his pet, it's like, oh, buddy's gone to doggy heaven. And there's really... You know, if you don't really believe in it, then don't lie to your kid. But
yeah,
there is a heavenly realm, and it's just we're all part of it. It's the same one. There's no segregation, just like we don't want to be segregated here on Earth.
I lost my shoe not too long ago, and I just come to the conclusion it's in shoe heaven. it's up there somewhere, and I'll see it sometime.
It's probably in a landfill.
It's probably that. I have bad news. So as you were sleeping, truth is, it wasn't your cat. It was me. I was standing over you.
Stop. You always have to give it the chameleon twist.
Thank you. It was me.
Thank you for that.
Just kind of brushing my giant feather.
Okay.
And that's what you felt, you know?
Okay. Thank you for that description.
Yeah,
but
I'm just kidding.
We're going to go ahead. I was able to compose a song.
We're going to jump right into it?
And we're going to, we're going to do that jam towards the end of the show.
Okay, so, stay tuned to the end of the show.
It's in memory of a black cat, not just in particular mine, but, you know, black cats, and today is the day to celebrate them. So why the heck not?
Why the heck not?
If you love cats, you love animals.
You love cats.
Stay tuned. So with that said,
I'm excited. Nothing.
Well, it was a long week. I will say that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a long week.
I know you.
I mean, for me personally, you know how like I like to go green.
Yeah, of course.
And I
you're a terrible person if you don't go green.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm just taking regular transportation, giving it a shot, and this, you just get some crazies. You get the craziest people out there. Let's see. I was sitting next to this guy, and this guy was using... He was on his phone, and when you're all crowded in a train, it's kind of like you have no choice to kind of look at someone's news feed or their Instagram or Facebook, but if you're bored, you can just kind of look what they're looking at, and they won't even know because they're just sitting down. But anyways, I was sitting next to this guy.
I used to do that when I used to take public transportation years ago, and either I was on the train or on the bus, and it was just... I remember in particular reading... This lady was reading a book on voodoo magic. There's voodoo
magic.
And then there's hoodoo. Apparently hoodoo is the real
worse.
Dangerous one.
It's the worst.
Voodoo isn't so bad, even though it has that.
Yeah.
You know, it's been categorized that. I mean, because it's all...
You didn't do that right now, did you? Oh my gosh, that hurt.
It's all, you know, the same
witch.
Thing.
Nah. No, I'm just kidding.
No. But I don't.
I know. She doesn't do any of that.
Stuff. Well, I am going to share a really, after you share your story, a scary story about, since it is, you know,
yeah, it's
going to
be Halloween. That's right. Let's get some scary.
It's a Ouija story that happened in real life.
Luigi and Mario? What are you talking about? How those are cartoon characters. How are you involved with that?
It has to do with the Ouija board.
Oh, the Ouija board. I got you.
It happened to a friend of mine when, you know, she was a teenager. But that's, anyhow, this lady reading a magic book on the bus. Pretty trippy.
Mm.
But that's the reason why I didn't really like to read things on the bus, because I know people are just gonna, because it's gonna happen. You're just gonna look over, right? You're crammed into each other.
Yeah. So I was sitting next to this guy, and he was kind of like, I don't know what he was doing, but I glanced over, and it, you know, either he was looking at some porn or something, but he was like creating his own porn animation dream girl, something Jeez. Like that. It was very weird. It's like I saw some boobs and a face, and he was tuning this and changing the ethnicity and all that. He wanted it, you know, super yellow. And I don't know. He was just changing it at all. But anyways, and it was just weird. And then I was like, I was just chilling one day, and I was near the opening of this train. And this lady was like,
knocked out.
Just, I thought she was just sleeping, and a lot of them do. So she was just knocked out, and then all of a sudden I was just kind of like staring off in space, and, you know, doing some things, you know, in my mind, you know, and being productive in here up there. And I was like, I'm gonna you know, do this and this and this. And when I got home, I just knocked out. But I was thinking about it.
I'm sure that happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
When you're just like, okay, I got to go home. I got to do this. I got to do that. All right, I got to walk the dog.
That's right.
I got to do this. Yep. I got to clean the litter or whatever it
mm-hmm.
is. And then you just...
knock out when you get step foot on that bed. Yep. once the head hit the pillow, it's lights out.
Lights out.
But so I thought lights out was with her. And I was like in my own little world going on, and all of a sudden I heard It's a bunch of snaps. No, she just kind of snapped all loud, but she had a loud snap.
Really?
Like, I can't snap that loud. Can you snap? Okay. Was like a lot louder than that.
Oh, my goodness.
It was.
What did she have?
I don't know. Something like, I don't know.
Toes for fingers?
I don't know. She had something, but it was like super loud, and I was like, whoa. And I had like headphones on, too, and I was listening to something. I even heard it, and I was like, whoa,
oh,
what's going on? And she was all talking about, you know, this is why people get hurt and this and that. You need to keep an eye on this cart here, because if it goes down this aisle, it's going to hurt people. And I'm like, why don't you just hang on to your cart? It's your car. I don't need no smart-ass remark from you. You don't know. And then she started going off. I'm like, okay, have a good day. I walked away. I'm not going to deal with this whole homeless fight thing going on. I'm going to lose. So I'm going to walk away. And she was a black woman, you know, so she was. You
know, she could have body slammed you.
She could have body slammed me. So I just walked away, and I was like, okay, I'm not going to get into this. Because another cart lady, nope, I'm going to walk away.
These cart ladies are notorious,
yeah.
You guys.
Got to stay away from them. Watch out for those ones. And just every once in a while, you just get those crazy people. And right. So that was my experience
LA.
Not too long. Yeah, L.A.
But
we recently went to
Not
Scary Farm.
Not Scary Farm, Friday.
You guys ever been there? Go there.
It's fun.
It's fun. Okay, this is my thing, and I just have to say this: it's lame. It's lame. I mean, as many years as they do it, they need to get more with the program. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's people out there doing production. Do you ever see Shark Tank? And there was this woman who designed her own theme.
Oh yeah,
scary.
No. Yeah,
theme park thing.
It's called, I believe,
Haunted.
Horror Nights, something like that. I know what you're talking about.
That thing, I forgot.
It's in Los Griffith Park.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they do it.
And she gets right into it. There's a lot of scare, and it seems pretty scary.
Oh, yes, that is really scary because you're out there, and it's throughout the night.
Mm-hmm.
And they chase you down.
Is it at midnight as well, the witch's hour? They do it too?
I don't know, but it goes on throughout the night. I know that.
But something like that. I'm just thinking, you know, and I came up with my own little, you know, scary theme, mm-hmm. you know, to do something. You know, if I was going to come up with something, I want it to be scary. I want a scary ride. And when you go to Knott's, they have these, like, rides, and they're okay. I think we jumped on the log ride. And
the log ride was great.
It was okay. For me, I'm a thrill seeker.
Yeah,
and
right.
I like...
You were screaming like a little girl.
Don't mind her. She doesn't know what she's talking about. But as we're going down this like thing, it was a little scary. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, but I've been through a lot of scary.
Oh my gosh.
It was no big deal. But I love the thrill seeking. I love Magic Mountain because I like the thrill rides on there. Those are, you know, my kind of thing. I mentioned to you, I skydived before. So I love all that good stuff.
No, I know you do.
But this was just kind of lame. It was fun because we got to hang out with some good friends of ours. And and it was really fun that way. But the rides itself were just really lame. And I didn't get scared that much. No one came up to us that much to scare us, and it was just kind of dead. And I don't know what happened, but I guess my point of all of this is I came up with my own. And so with this is my scary theme. Okay. So I'm thinking it's late at night, right? It's dark, and you're kind of just walking around. And these are rides, so you're going to get into the ride. You're waiting in line, and then you finally get on the ride. And this ride will, like, just literally scare you so much that you need to sign a waiver because you might die of being scared. No one's going to kill you. No one's going to do anything to hurt you. It's just so scary that you really need to sign something because you might either crap yourself or do something. You might even get a heart attack. I don't know, but it's at your own risk kind of thing. So
there are certain houses, scare mazes that you do have to sign waivers.
Yeah, so they have things like that. Yeah. But I think at not scary farm, they need to have something like that.
Because it's like that scary.
Yeah, if they have to put scary into the farm, it's a scary farm. Well, let's make it scary because it wasn't really scary. So
I think it was the way it was meant to be.
I get
it,
because it's
the
with
level
kids.
Of scary.
I get it.
I mean,
it.
Not scary farm, not just kids, but it's, you know, it's a family oriented place. Like if Disneyland had a Halloween maze or whatever, you know, it's not going to be that bad.
Yeah.
But I don't complain. I think it's more fun than scary. Remember when we went to at the Queen Mary?
Right. Yep. Queen Mary in Long Beach.
They have those, I forgot the name, Halloween.
It was Scary Mary. Scary Queen Mary. Something like that.
Lucky, no, not lucky, but good guess. That was a good guess. Let me put my headphones back on. I just laughed, tilted my head back, and they fell off. But that was pretty good. And the boat is actually haunted.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people died.
I thought that was actually pretty good because I clearly remember you as we were going through the mazes holding my hand tightly and crouching down. I think that you got scared.
No.
Yes. And you were screaming.
No, no.
You were holding on to me for dear life.
You got confused with somebody else.
No, that was you.
We were with your friend.
Yes, we went there.
And she was screaming and...
No, it wasn't her.
Clenching onto your hand.
No.
No? It could have been a ghost. Ooh.
Ooh. It was
a haunted
ghost. No, it
wasn't.
But there can be some, you know, scary things. Not Scary Farm. I know that the log ride I really did enjoy. It was perfect for me.
Yeah.
It was good. It was kind of, it's pretty deceiving because you go up and then, you know, it goes down like a type of roller coaster ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the very end, you realize, wait a minute, I thought we already went through this. Oh, no. Din, 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 din. It's going higher because mm-hmm. It's a different one.
Clink, 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 clink.
That sound is just so freaking scary. I don't like it.
Yeah. I like the anticipation of those clinking, of going up the rails and
it's
the
some
train
type ride. Of trigger.
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, shoot,
and when it's
here
like
it comes.
Clink, clink, clink.
Oh, you just know.
Clink. And then goes down and your heart comes
every
out of your mouth.
Chest.
You have to swallow it back into your chest. Yeah.
That's the feeling.
That's
what is
stuff.
That feeling? It's the loss of gravity, right?
Yeah.
My goodness.
And then because your stomach, it's, you know, air and everything going up and then coming down, it's part of that. And that makes you all like, whoa.
Woozy.
Woozy. And
I've seen those videos on YouTube where people pass out on rides, like the slingshot
mm-hmm.
ride at fairs. I don't know if they have that at this fair, but I know they have them across the country, slingshot rides. And people just pass out at those.
They just pass out.
It's so funny. They're like, ah!
Yeah. Start screaming hysterically, and also when it's about to happen, they're like, oh, and they pass out.
And then there's just their arms are like,
yeah,
they just
they're missing out. They need to be awake during that time. That's what they say, you know, to eat a pound of food before you jump on these rides. I mean,
oh boy,
because it's best when things come out, you know.
Oh no, no.
Oh, there's so many times I was currently at a. Magic Mountain way long time ago, and someone threw up on a ride and just barely missed it, and it was all on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, oh my God. People thought it was something else, and then they realized, oh my God, some people got puke on their hair and their heads.
What? How?
Because a roller coaster, you know, because they're so big, uh-huh. You're kind of just walking through them on the regular path.
Oh,
and it's
the people
underneath you.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
as
yeah.
They're going through the big dip or other things and someone throws up, the gravity of it will just splash on whoever. And
oh, so it was on someone just walking by.
Just walking by, and someone threw up on the roller coaster.
Yeah,
and then it just
turned.
Like, and I turned around. I was like, oh, shoot. And I noticed that.
You barely missed it?
Yeah, just barely missed it.
Oh, my goodness.
I walked a few feet, and then I looked behind, and everyone around got it. And I was like, oh, man.
Look at you. That was lucky.
Yeah, that was luck. But it happens, you know?
See, now I know. I don't like walking underneath those, the rails of those roller coasters where it turns and all that.
Yeah.
Because I always just feel like it's just going to fall or something. Because, you know, the power of it, and you can feel it. And
yeah.
I don't like that.
You can feel the power.
I don't like that. So I'd rather not walk underneath simply because of that. It's really just gosh.
Maybe
just,
you can float next time. Float on by it instead of walking past it. You can just float around.
It's just the power of it. But I was watching this PBS docuseries. And apparently Disneyland is the Nazis helped create it. Did you know that?
Yep.
Yeah, that's how they got all those rides.
Nazis created Disneyland.
Nazi engineers. Yes,
that
Walt Disney worked with to design everything.
Interesting. Nazis had a lot to do with a lot of creations.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, is his name Calvin Klein? Or no, not Calvin Klein. There's another designer.
Ugo Boss.
Is it Ugo Boss?
Ugo
who
Boss.
Created
the
uniforms for the Nazis.
I believe, what's his name?
Ugo or Hugo? It's Hugo.
Hugo Boss. Yeah, you're right. And gosh, what's that comedian's, that British comedian's name? You know the one I'm talking about?
The one on The Office?
No. He was married to
the British comedian. Oh, the
Russell Brand
with Katy Perry. Yep,
Russell Brand. He made a joke like that at their event about the Nazi uniforms.
Yeah,
and never again did they invite him back.
That's a good way to just never be returned. If he knows that you're not going to be returned, I'm never going to be returned, and
well,
I don't want to be
on
here.
On his Netflix special, he said he would make fun of the media, and he's not really realizing that I kind of needed them.
Yeah.
To stay relevant. Anyways, he remarried, and he's a dad now. It looks like things turned out the way he wanted them to.
Mm.
But it's interesting, right? Next time you go to Disneyland with your kids and they love a ride, what do you say? Well, you can thank a Nazi engineer for that, kid.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you say, I guess?
I don't like Disneyland just in general. I mean, it's just
what about the teacups?
Just everything there. It's just real creepy and weird.
Really?
Over there. Yeah. I never really liked it. I went there once.
Me too, only once.
And that was it for me.
How old were you?
Over 18. I was too old to be there, but
are you serious?
I was maybe 18. Yeah,
really.
When I first went there,
you were dating a girl that liked going to Disneyland,
something like that. Yeah.
Oh boy, no wonder it didn't last.
And, yeah, pretty much. And at the end, I was just like,
"That's
I'm never,
not you." I know that's not you.
I'm never going to this place again. Left her the day after. It was done. What? I'm just fixing my shirt.
Oh, jeez.
Fixing my shirt.
I thought I saw you try to fix something else.
Oh, boy. You wish. You wish.
No, I don't. It almost gave me a heart attack. But, yep, no, what?
That happens a lot.
What would...
Gives everyone a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a heart stopper down there, for sure. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But what
were
you saying?
You were you last year. You wore that fat suit.
Yes,
that was so awesome, you guys. You guys should
go back to that Facebook.
It's there's we have live. Video. Yeah, there's that, and we also have video on our website, strangechameleonshow.com. Mm-hmm. That was so much fun. That fat suit, you still have it.
I do.
You can still rock that.
Yeah.
And
I think I might do it on Halloween day. I think I'm working that day too.
I was just going to ask, you're going to show up to work.
I'm going to show up to work with it and get some video of me.
You know what would be
trying
great?
To do some install in a fat suit. It would be funny.
It would be really fun to record you get into the train.
Yes.
With that fat suit and try to fit in when it's like rush hour and everything's crowded.
Oh, man. They're going to hate me. And then I'll just, because the fat suit, it's, I need to get clothes.
What if
that
someone
are fat.
Gropes you?
Well, I won't feel it because I'm so fat. And I won't be able to, I mean, if I can't even feel my legs or anything down there, I'm not going to feel anything. So they can grope away.
Yeah. My concern would be that someone punctures your suit.
That's true.
That would be my concern.
Yeah.
Especially these teenagers nowadays. They're so ruthless.
Yeah. They have nothing better to do. I saw some teenager just like tagging on one of the walls or on the rails or something like that, just like not even caring, just doing it. And I was looking at him the
whole
time.
Just in front of everyone?
Well, it was so crowded that no one was even paying attention, but I was. And I looked at him and he saw me and he looked and then he kind of stopped and then kind of just went around and did something else, you know, looked around or whatever, but I saw him.
Tagged something else?
Yep.
He's damaging public property. You say that next time.
Yeah, I will.
My tax dollars paid for this.
Right. I'm sure he doesn't
care. You clean it with your mouth now, mister.
Oh, boy. Not going to happen.
I know they don't care. I remember one time at school, a teacher thought that I was tagging. I was never the tagging type, even though I was.
You're more of the nagging, not tagging.
That was a good one, I gotta say. And that burn comes from, he's been watching That 70s Show lately.
Yeah. On Netflix. Oh, yeah. No, that's a good show.
That's
when it was on.
It's a good show. It is. You know what? That 70s Show can keep on playing. It's kind of like The Office, in my opinion, where you can just watch it over and over again.
Yeah, and it's always good.
You know what?
What?
Netflix needs to incorporate The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
They do.
What the hell?
Netflix, get on top
What's
of that.
What's taking you so long?
Bring back...
The Fresh Prince.
The Fresh Prince.
You need the prince on Netflix. You just need him. Now this is the story all about how my life got flips it up. Side down.
Up.
Flipped. Side, upside down.
Side down, downside. upside down, that's right.
I'd like to take a moment, just sit right there. I had to become the prince of a town called Bel Air. I just, yeah.
Anyways.
Too much.
That's why I was never a rapper.
That's why. That explains everything.
Yep.
No, but I really don't know what's taking them long. They just got their, they did pay so much money for Seinfeld to be on, I believe. Is it on now?
On Netflix, Seinfeld?
Yeah. Is it on already or is it next year?
Yeah, I think
year?
It's already on. Okay. No, I don't know. I
or maybe
check
next year. But anyways, there was a lot of money that went into that. And come on, The Fresh Prince, you have to. It's, you know, those are the shows, in my opinion.
Well,
like The Office, That 70s Show, Fresh Prince. You can just watch over and over again.
Who was it? Is it Mark Burnett and Laurel Burnett? The two creators of... No. Who are the creators of...
Netflix?
No. Fresh Prince.
I don't remember.
Well, anyways, they have to go and connect with them and they're because they're the ones that own it and
yes,
would
I'm
have
sure
to go
they
and,
know the they know the protocol.
Well, Netflix, get on it. Come on. Bring it in. I'll be watching.
But real quick... 23 pop culture moments that are equal parts bizarre and iconic.
Okay.
Number 5. It's 23. I don't know why this list is starting at number 5. Fergie peeing herself while performing.
Uh-huh.
Oh boy, I'm sure she like probably doesn't want anyone to bring it up by now. I would own it. I mean, I'd be like, yeah, it happened, so what? They loved it. Yeah. The crowd loved me, all right? They yeah. cheered me on. It was
they
all
good.
They
got a cup full and they were enjoyed it. They enjoyed it. What about it?
Do not be ashamed, Fergie.
Yeah, I hydrated them. What's up? They were thirsty.
All right, this is getting kind of weird now.
Come on.
When
I am the hydrator.
When Demi Lovato said her favorite dish is a mug, I don't understand what that means. Here, I'll play a little clip.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I get it. So they were asking her what's her favorite dish, as in food, and she said a mug, thinking that they meant...
Huh.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't get it. They mugged? Wait, they met?
They asked her what's her favorite dish. What's your favorite dish? And she said a mug.
Oh. Oh.
Thinking that they meant like dishes.
Gotcha.
That's funny.
That's dumb.
That's funny. I think that's funny. There's also the time when Christina Aguilera spray tan dripped during Etta James' funeral. I don't know if that was spray tan. Look at that.
Her... That thing dripping down her leg?
Yeah.
If that's...
I don't know if that's spray tan. I don't know. But we'll just leave it as that. It's kind of a bizarre image.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sharon Osbourne. That redheaded lady poured a drink on Megan from Rock of Love for dissing Ozzy. Look at that. She did it. She was defending her man. That's her. And then
Sharon Osbourne was doing
that? And then she goes like that. What? What? I did that. That's right.
So she poured it on who?
On this one girl, a contestant on Rock of Love. Ah. You know what? I have to go on YouTube and watch that.
Yeah, we got to check that out.
Yeah, definitely. So there are just silly, silly things like that on BuzzFeed News.
It's not okay.
Really news. This is kind of fun.
Yeah.
But moving on to my goodness. Scary stories.
Scary stories. Let's get to it.
So for anyone out there that is thinking of buying their kid a Ouija board, because I've seen them on Amazon and they kind of they want to promote them as like a fun slumber party game.
Okay.
Having a slumber party, playing the Ouija board. You know, like it's a game, like yeah. playing Monopoly, Twister, whatever. But it's not a game. I have a friend who, when she was a teenager, she was messing around with that, with the Ouija board, on her own, not with friends. And she said what is it? The
Ouija, I guess?
Not the Ouija board, but the thing that it comes with. It looks like a little magnifying glass. I mean, technically, it kind of is a magnifying glass.
Yeah, the game piece. The little the piece of the game that you're supposed to move around, right?
Right, that we'll just call it that. Yeah, the we'll glass piece. The glass we'll piece. Call it that. Okay. But she said that it actually did move on its own. But that's not the scary part. So this is the thing that was very frightening for her, especially. So one night she gets a call to go out with her friends, right? Mm-hmm. And like any girl, yeah, I'll be right there. So she was about to play her game when she got the call. So once she got that, she closed the game.
Okay.
Because it opens like this. Two right. ways. So she closed it, placed it underneath like her bed, because obviously her parents didn't know she was messing with this.
Yep.
And then she went to, you know, take a shower, get ready. She came out from the bathroom, walked into her room, and there it was on top of her bed, wide open.
Oh, my God.
She shrugged it off as, okay, whatever. I don't have time for this. I need to get going. My friends are waiting for me. So that night, she actually got into a horrible, horrible car accident where she was the only one that was seriously injured.
Ugh.
And she was in the back seat, and she in the middle seat. And she flew out through the windshield.
Whoa.
And she
Superman
she was
style.
Superman style. She was half awake, you know, just trying to gain
consciousness. Yeah.
And she said she felt pain all over. She had glass embedded all over her.
Ugh.
On her face, on her hands. She has the scars to this day.
She got the scars to prove it.
Exactly. And
thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't know what that means.
It's supposed to be like a punchline or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
It's not a very good one.
But, you know, this stuff is no joke. She died on the table when she got to the hospital.
Jeez.
And she says that she saw a white light, and she could hear herself flatlining. She heard herself flatline.
Yeah. That could happen.
Which is bizarre, because if you're dead, how do you hear that, right? But anyways.
Outer body experience.
Exactly. See, there is
her
a soul.
Spirit heard it.
Exactly.
Just right when it just left the body.
Right.
And it's like that transition.
And then, well, immediately she said she heard clear. And right as she heard that voice clear, which I'm guessing, obviously, it's the doctor, you know, giving the clear to shock her with the AED machine.
Fergie peed on her.
No.
No? just before they hit clear. Clear.
No,
that's clear pee for Fergie. Go ahead.
No.
It's clear to pee on her.
No.
No? Okay.
No. She felt this sharp pain on her chest, she said. And she felt like it was her soul, you know, just coming back.
Okay.
But anyhow, that was a very, very, interesting story. I will never forget it. And I hope that, you know, if you're out there about to do something, eccentric for Halloween, I suggest that you think about it twice, because you do tap into things, portals, you open portals, you tap into entities.
Don't go to haunted houses or anything like that, because some entities and portals, like you're mentioning, are there.
Well,
and they will just leech onto you and follow your way home.
Who knows about that? I don't know about that, but I wouldn't be surprised. But definitely think twice if you're trying to mess with something like the Ouija board. You know, black cats they're actually not adoptable at this time, because a lot of sick people do rituals on them for Halloween. You know, it's disgusting. There are evil people out there. So, thank goodness. Please, thank you, shelters, for making this policy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we are about that time that we are going to do our end of the show song.
It is that time. Gosh, I didn't feel this. It just kind of all went by. Time flies.
Time flies when you're having fun. All right.
Thank you so much for tuning in to
Thank you
the Strange
all for tuning
Chameleon
in.
Show. Thank you for joining us as we had a nice chat. The song is called Mi Gatita Negra, My Black Cat. It's a Spanish song, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. Have a safe, happy Halloween, and happy National Black Cat Day once again.
Got 30 seconds.
Es mi gatita negra, a la que desprecian. Es mi más consentida, es la bebita mía, mi gatita negra y es mi amiguita. Cuando hay un extraño se pone en la puerta con sus orejitas. Ella sí me quiere y es la que me cuida. Ella es mi gatita negra.
Thank you all for listening to The Strange Chameleon Show. And remember, if people get hit by a car looking for their bus way too long, jam on!
Have a strange night. Have strange dreams. We love black cats.
I love black cats too.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.